Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 144. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise. C. Cut you off there. Sorry, I wasn't expecting the C.
No, I wasn't expecting to do it.
Sometimes you do it.
How are you, Lady Horn?
Lady Horn. Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
We're moving up. Oh, she's bringing her bone in. It's about to get bony in here.
Going to get loud.
Yep.
Pup date.
Good. Pup date. They're in here. It's going to get loud.
Dogs are loud.
Yeah.
Since we're doing a pup date, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get right into some pup dates.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And then we'll work backwards.
For sure.
Zero. Mm-hmm. We have two dogs. For everybody who listens for a little while, probably more than one episode, knows. We have two rescue dogs. One is a almost four-year-old pit bull. American Staffordshire Terrier with a little bit of boxer. Mm-hmm. Makes a little white dog. He is terrified of the fire alarm.
Yes, very much.
To the point where the other day I set it off. Was I making pizza?
Yeah.
Baking pizza or something?
Yeah.
And I guess there was something in the oven from before and it kind of smoked the house a little bit. But it wasn't terrible. But
it wasn't bad.
Apparently the fire alarms are freaking
very sensitive. Yeah.
And the fire alarm went off and Zero gets so scared and so nervous of it that he shakes so much that his nails on his paws click on the floor mm-hmm. from the rattling.
Yeah.
He is terrified.
Terrified. And takes him a while to get over it.
Yeah. And all you really can do is go over and like pet him and let him know he's okay. But you can't coddle him because it freaks him out even more. So you just kind of have to make the fire alarm stop. Mm-hmm. And then he refuses to walk wherever that fire alarm was.
Right. He just kind of stares down the hall like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. So I freaked him out with that. And then Nine got mad at me because I put the ear goop in her ears. Right. We have this, it's an all natural anti-itch. Mm-hmm. Wax buildup killer thing.
Right.
And since she has floppy ears, she can get a little bit of buildup in there. Mm-hmm. So I do it kind of as a preemptive thing so it doesn't build up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Dog owners know what that's about. Like
kid owners know too.
Yeah. So you have to put drops in there to break up the gunk. And this one's an all natural and it smells very, is it pepperminty?
Pepperminty and juniper berry ish.
Yeah. Something like that. And she is not a fan.
She's not a fan. So I did it, and then she was mad at me for like a whole day. Like, she wouldn't come near me.
And then she got mad at you again because I think they kind of taste it sometimes. And so I think she like retasted it because like after a few hours, she was like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, she like jumped up, and she was like, oh, and she like ran away.
Yeah, she refused to come near me.
Yeah.
She was giving me, she was mean mugging me.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking dogs. Anyway, there's your pup date.
Too funny.
Besides that, they're still alive and doing well.
Yeah. So is Kitty. Hi, Kitty.
But thank you, everybody, for listening. Mm-hmm. Happy December holiday Christmas time for mm-hmm. those of you who celebrate that or whatever you celebrate. Happy festivities to you.
Yes.
And if it's not a very happy time because you're going through some hard stuff, that sucks. But please don't feel you can't reach out. Reach out to friends or doctors or someone because when things are tough, it's good to have people around, whatever it is.
People care. So talk to people.
People care mostly.
I was listening to a podcast I listened to called Fun Size Happy Hour, and they are
they a whispering podcast?
No, was it whispering?
Well,
to get a little low.
Yeah,
So
I don't know if it's a secret you're telling.
Fun Size Happy Hour.
Yeah.
So they live in I guess Melbourne,
Tanzania. Tasmania.
I hope they have that right, you guys.
They live near a Tanzanite mine
in Australia, I guess. Right.
I don't know.
Right,
I don't know where they live.
Melbourne?
No, I do.
They
live down under.
They live in the seedy undercarriage. No.
Yeah.
Why is it seedy? I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so they were talking about how it's Christmas there too, but it's hot. It's summer there. So they have like barbecues. And they were talking about how different food and traditions are. And so they like barbecue. Like if I remember correctly, I think Evan, who's one of the co-hosts, Evan and Binksy, I think that he said something like, "It's not Christmas if it's not Christmas if it's not barbecue or something." I'm like, "How interesting would that be?" That's kind of awesome. They didn't know like what fruitcake was, and And they were talking about other stuff. Like they didn't like, is that an American thing? And they were talking about eggnog. They hadn't had an eggnog before and things like that. And I was like, "Oh, that's funny." Anyway, I think it's really cool that it's obviously it's Christmas everywhere, but they're gonna barbecue. So
Christmas everywhere. it's like that for my family in the motherland. It's summer in Argentina.
Right.
So they're freaking in the heat, like decorate, and they still decorate trees and stuff.
Yeah. That's
insane. You'd think they decorate
fake
like
snow?
And I asked my mom some, because I don't remember. I was only there very briefly when I was a chillin'. I asked mom, like, is there still Santa Claus and does he still wear a big red suit? And she's like, yeah.
Isn't he hot?
He still comes from the North Pole, so he's, you know, he's cold from where he's coming from. And I thought, that's so weird. I mean, it's kind of wrong.
It feels wrong.
Makes me want to not believe in Christians anymore.
Oh, my gosh. So you were actually talking about that with Matt. I think it was last weekend or the week before episode of Reasons Are Several, where you guys are talking about how.
Yeah.
Sorry, we have a little. The dogs are trading
one
bones.
One dog stole another dog's bone.
There we go. So you guys are talking about how it's weird to, you know, get outside and decorate and it's like. Warm outside, and you're putting up the penguin out there. And yeah, stuff.
It's 85 it, yeah. degrees. We're decorating. Well, yeah. It's not that warm, but 75 degrees. Yeah. And we're decorating
today.
And I'm putting out lit candy canes on our front yard because that's California Christmas.
Sure is California Christmas.
Speaking, since you brought up Reasons Are Several,
I did.
I want to announce officially, I am now the official permanent co-host of the Reasons Are Several podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. We also, this was kind of a big deal. So they flew us out to Vegas to announce my amazing, what would be a good way to describe it?
Your contract?
My dissension from the heavens to sit alongside Matt.
So you can glisten upon over this place?
Yes. So they flew us out to Vegas and we had a press conference, of which we are going to release as a bonus on our app. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a free app if you want to.
Okay.
Just go search Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks. So if you haven't heard the Reasons There Are Several podcast, it's kind of a loosely sports-based podcast, a little bit of pop culture, movie stuff, and me just being me. Mm-hmm. Matt pretty much runs the show and makes sure that things we want to get talked about, and I do my best to derail as I do
on this podcast,
our own show, and every freaking podcast that I'm ever on.
Perfect.
So it's pretty much that.
Your job here
Matt
is
does
done.
A good job, though, of keeping me
he does. He,
focused.
He
and
riles you back in.
And wants to go.
Riles? Rings?
Reins?
Reins?
He reins me back in.
Yeah, there you go.
He
that's
riles
the one.
Me back up. So,
I went the wrong way.
There you go. That. Reasons Are Several podcast. Suck it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I also want to thank everybody for the awesome Christmas cards you've been getting. We've been getting Christmas cards like every day, and it's super awesome. I feel very special. All you all know who you are, and you're awesome. I don't want to like start pointing out individually.
Tom Jackson
but
Jr.
Also that. Margot D. Thank you.
We didn't
very,
do
very
Christmas
much.
Cards
we did
this
not
year,
do Christmas
but
cards
we will
year.
Get back on it next year.
Yes.
So thank you. Everybody will be.
We know we love you.
Forgetting your addresses and asking for them next year, just so you know.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Can I have your address for the fourth time?
Again. Also want to thank Casa Mirth.
Yes.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
We should. For letting us be part of their Christmas extravaganza show. Mm-hmm. I know it's got a real title, but I'm just calling it that.
I'll check to see what the title is, but it's like the Christmas Carol. It's like I don't know.
But it's
I don't want to get it wrong, but check out Casa Mirth. They're editing it this weekend, and they're doing a big old Christmas special. So,
and once it's out, for sure, we'll let everybody know what the number is or how to find it.
Right, for sure.
Also, an awesome podcast in itself.
Yeah.
When
good guys.
I mean, it's I'd say it's better when they have something that we do on there or they mention
okay.
us. But I might be a little biased. Like Reasons Are Several now is amazing. Right. It was decent before, but now it's amazing. I'm just saying.
Too funny.
Matt will agree.
Of course he would.
Scott will agree.
Scott would also agree from afar, though. Oh my God, that's funny.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She brought in her mittens.
Oh, she brought her mittens.
Three little kittens. They lost their mittens. Did you ever read that book?
I did.
I had that book.
Me
and
too.
it was the cover was one of those, what were they called, where it was like ridged, it was like thick plastic and ridged, and you like a hologram, but it wasn't a hologram, you know, like you turn
right, I know you
and,
right
yeah, and it was like the kittens with the mittens
right, I know
on one, and when you